And welcome to Travel Fun. My name is Mary Beth Clementi, and I'm the host of this talk show on travel. And this week, I have a very special focus on skiing. It's the height of the ski season. The snow's great. We're all having lots of fun. And I thought this is a good time to focus on skiing, and particularly instruction that is available at the Telluride Ski Resort. I will not hide the fact that I am a ski instructor. This is my 10th season as a ski instructor, so it's not unusual. I do a story on Telluride Ski and Snowboard School. And actually, I have a few posts on Telluride Ski and Snowboard School at my blog, bonjourcolorado.com. This week, however, I have two instructors in the studio. I'm first going to be interviewing Andre Kosolowski, and then second one is Annie Varey Savat. And Annie is a longtime ski instructor, formerly the head of ski school. She's been an instructor for, I think it must be close to 40 years at this point. We'll verify that with Annie. First off, though, I will be interviewing Andre. I'm happy to have him here. Andre is an internationally acclaimed dancer and choreographer, as well as a sought-after yoga teacher. And he has a very cool program lined up at the mountain coming up very soon. And he's going to talk about that. Actually, this year they have introduced a few different programs, special camps, they're calling them, for instruction, and it's for locals and visitors alike. So that's the emphasis of the program today. And Andre is going to be talking about his, and then Annie will be talking about one or two of the other programs, and specifically Women's Week, which I'm sure many people have heard about. It's been around for a while. Without further ado, I would like to welcome Andre Kosolowski to Travel Fun. Hi, Andre.
Hi, Mary Beth.
It's great to have you as a guest. You certainly are a Renaissance man, especially when it comes to physical activities. But however, yoga is also a very mental activity, and one could say skiing is too. But you are a dancer, professional skier, and professional yoga teacher. So tell us about how all of that came together.
Oh, wow. That's a long story. I actually started as an actor as a kid, and I wasn't terribly physical, and I just started to study dance in order to get into conservatory for drama. And then I went to drama school and studied dance there and got a scholarship to study dance in London. So I kind of fell into it, and then got a job for a touring company that's based out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And that brought me to America about 20 years ago.
And you are, I did not say, you were born in Bonn, Germany.
That's right.
And it has been 20 years you've been in the U.S. Mm-hmm. You're the artistic director of
Pennsylvania Dance Theater, which is
a
touring company that's based in Pennsylvania.
Fantastic. And here, you have to tell us right off how you made your way to Telluride, because we always ask these Telluride stories. We want to know how people find their way to Telluride.
Well, at some point in my life, because I started in theater so young, I thought, you know, I spend the majority of my life in the dark in theaters. And when my career was established, I thought I deserve to be outside for at least 4 months out of the year. And I started skiing when I was 3 years old. And so then I looked, you know, traveled through the U.S. and checked out different ski resorts. And Telluride was just my favorite mountain, favorite town. So that's how I came here 3 years ago.
And what is it that you like so much? First, say about the mountain, and also about the town. Being a European, you perhaps have a different perspective on
The terrain, of course, is awesome. And the snow is great. The weather is great. The town is right at the bottom of the mountain, which is not always the case with ski resorts that have great mountains. I like the gondola that connects everything as public transportation. It reminds me of, although, you know, the feel of Telluride is so different from an old town in the Alps, but there's something old and historic about it, and you know, the way it's connected into the resort, and it's just really well done and beautiful. And
the charm factor is very high here, just mm-hmm. like in so many of the European resorts. So in the winter, you're here teaching skiing, and in the summer, you're back in Pennsylvania or touring, doing the dance thing. And both in the winter and summer, you are doing yoga.
That's right.
Talk about your yoga practice.
I've practiced yoga for 25 years now. No, even longer, 27 years. I've taught yoga for the last 15 years. Initially, I did it as for injury prevention when I was dancing with a touring company. And then I started to teach it, and now I teach for a software company, Back East, Minitab. They have a fitness wellness program, and they hired me as their yoga teacher. They built a yoga studio for me, and during the summer while I'm east, I'll teach there live. And then in the winter while I'm here, I teach remotely over, you know, live camera kind of thing.
It's always so much fun to find out what people are doing on the flip side when they're not out on the mountain either teaching or playing or whatever we do here in the winter in Telluride. So you have created this special product. It's one of, there's about three or four different camps being mm-hmm. offered this winter in conjunction with the Telluride Ski and Snowboard School.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the name of this camp?
It's called the Ski Ride Yoga Camp.
Ski Ride Yoga Camp.
And it's a 4-day camp. Starts on January 26th till the 29th. So that's Sunday through Wednesday in a good week from now.
And how do you integrate skiing and yoga?
The focus of the camp is obviously the skiing, because it's, you know, offered through Telski. But we'll spend about 45 minutes in the morning in the yoga studio and work on specific skills that relate to skiing, and then we'll explore what we've found out in the studio on snow. And so there'll be three different kind of themes for the first 3 days, and then on the fourth day we put it all together. And then there's also a short yoga session at the end of the day, which is more restorative, to relax, to balance out your body, stretch out your legs, your quads, so you'll have a better day the next day skiing, not feeling tight and sore.
And is this for men and women, skiers and riders, and people of varying levels?
It's for skiers and riders, men and women. You have to be a blue. We decided that we wanted blue level skiers, so you have to be kind of comfortable going down a blue slope in Telluride. There's no previous yoga experience required, though.
Go ahead and throw out that PSIA terminology, Andre. I know you're dying to do it, and I want you to. Here, we've got two ski instructors here. You're well certified. And talk about those three skills that you're going to be working on with skiing and how you integrate that into the yoga. Because I think this is a very, very cool concept. It makes a lot of sense.
So on day one, we will focus on stance balance and pressure control. That's what we'll be working on. That will be the main focus when we go on the hill. And that will be the focus in the yoga class. So we'll work on balancing poses, where your weight falls down on your foot, how you can shift your weight from leg to leg, forward and back. On the second day, we'll work on rotary. So in yoga, that means we'll work on hip opening, releasing your hip joints, and then we'll go on hill and experiment with rotary. And on the third day, we'll work on edging. So we'll do side waist opening to make angulation in your body possible, get your nervous system used to being in an inclined position. So that will be the focus in the yoga practice. And then we'll work on the edging skill on the hill. And then on day four, on the fourth day, we'll put it all together. And then we'll be amazing skiers.
It sounds that way. And very focused and zen-like skiers.
Well, that's something that's inherent in yoga that, you have to be. It calls upon you to be in the present moment and focused, which is incredibly important for skiing. I mean, ski accidents will happen because we lose our focus. So that's certainly part of it.
Okay, well, that is a very unique concept. And at the same time, it makes perfect sense.
It makes sense to me.
Skiing and yoga. And I asked you earlier when we're riding into the studio on the gondola, if this is something that you've seen elsewhere, and it sounds as though a little bit, but it's not a widely developed concept.
No, I did a whole lot of research when I kind of came up with the program, and I couldn't find a whole lot about it. I mean, I know that they are yogis and yoginis who organize kind of retreats, but it's not that much focused on skiing. But I couldn't find, and I might be wrong, I'm saying this carefully, but I couldn't find another ski school in the States that offers a program like that.
And I know that as a ski instructor, and I'm sure anybody who's out there hitting the slopes a lot this winter will say, skiing is hard on your body. As much as it's so much fun, and even if you're skiing in a well-balanced stance, it still is hard on your body. And yoga is so wonderful on your body. So to integrate the two, and hopefully you teach skills that people can continue to employ in their skiing or riding.
Yeah, definitely. And, I think it helps. I mean, as we said, it helps you with focus, with being in the present moment. It's also incredibly strength building. And it balances out any kinds of imbalances that are going on in your body. And it helps with your flexibility and body awareness.
And perhaps preventing injury.
Mm-hmm.
I have been visiting with Andre Kozlowski, professional dancer, yoga instructor, and ski instructor at the Telluride Ski Resort, and we've been talking about an upcoming program. It's a ski ride yoga camp. And if you'd say the dates again, Andre?
It's January 26th through the 29th.
Okay, and it's coming up real fast. And I'm sure there's more information at TellurideSkiResort.com. And let's provide the website for your dance company.
Yes, if you want to find out more about the dance work I'm doing and about the rest of my life, you can go to www.pdtdance.org.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Andre?
No, just thank you for having me here.
Well, thank you for being a guest on Travel Fun, and continued success with your program and your activities. Sounds
thank you
great.
Very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, and welcome back to Travel Fun. I am continuing this program on talking about special camps, multi-day camps that are being offered this winter at Telluride Ski Resort in conjunction with Telluride Ski and Snowboard School. And I have in the studio Annie Varey-Savat. And Annie is an icon at this point on the mountain. Annie has been an instructor in Telluride for 42 years. During that time, she was also the head, the director of the Telluride Ski School. I'm thinking maybe it wasn't Telluride Ski and Snowboard School at that point.
It started as Telluride Ski School, and then when snowboard got introduced at some point, it changed.
Okay. Right. Annie is also the founder of Women's Week in Telluride, and this is the 32nd season for Women's Week. And she is going to talk about that. And that's an example of the multi-day camps that are going on. And Annie is just always a radiant presence on the mountain. And I can say that. And guess what? She's French. Encore mieux. In fact, I realized having André on the show, he's German, now you, French. And me being the Francophile I am, you know, I hope I'm not showing my cards too much.
Yeah.
But anyway, leave it to the Europeans to bring in some verve into Telluride. So I would like to welcome Annie to Travel Fun. Hi,
well,
Annie.
Thank you for having me.
And so tell us about this approach to multi-day camps.
Well, whenever you immerse yourself with the same instructor, with the same group of people for several days, you have an opportunity to get in-depth knowledge followed up with consistency of feedback from the same person and the support of the rest of the group who is going through the same presentation. So it really gets you an opportunity to make much more progress than if you just go for a couple hours one day and then try to work on it yourself.
And in fact, so many people experience that. So many of the visitors experience that when they come here and they will book an instructor for 3, 4, 5 days or more, and they have that continuity.
Right.
And so these camps are offering something similar in that you're with the same instructor and focusing on.
Right. And the camps, it's people you don't know. So to start with, usually, although some time, like in Women's Week, the programs existed for so long that we have groups of ladies that come back together as a group. It's a fun reunion for them as well as improving their skiing. But for those that do not know anybody, it's a great opportunity to know skiers of your same ability, since we group people by a skier's ability, so that you have someone that you can ski with that's not going to, you know, be impatiently waiting at the bottom for you while you're trying to survive coming down.
So it's a supportive environment with one instructor throughout the program. And sometimes, especially in the case of Women's Week, there are fun events associated with that.
Right. There are other presentations at the end of the day. There are activities on the day off that you can sign up for.
Now, Annie, presentations. Let's get right to the point. Après-ski is a big focus of the Women's Week.
There's a presentation
with a verre de vin.
A verre de vin and a little chocolate truffle from Telluride Truffle that gives chocolate tasting, right? And so, yes, there's all sorts of great activities. And, of course, end of program dinner, get together to celebrate the time we had together.
You started Women's Week, 32 years ago. And it started out, I believe you said, with a little bit of a fizzle.
Yes.
But it really has grown over the years. So you are somebody who is in a good position to talk about these other camps that the ski mountain is getting going and that people haven't really heard about and are wondering what they are about.
Right.
So,
well, for example, Women's Week, when I first started it, it was following up an idea from, I had a program called the Ski Alchemy that was basically turning raw materials into gold, right? So we had this locals program that was like 5 weeks in a row where you'd come one day a week. And most of the attendants were women. So they said, well, why don't we have a women's program, you know, woman only? That would be fun. So, of course, I get the program going, and I have one woman from Texas signed up. The poor lady, she signed up to meet other friends, right? So I went skiing with her, reimbursed her, went skiing with her and all that. But the word got out, you know, and you need time for the locals to embrace it. It's a good idea. The instructors to embrace it, the public, and to right. get the word out.
Right.
You definitely need a little marketing. And so
even people, for example, on the East Coast to plan a destination
right,
trip to
right.
get in on some of this specialized instruction.
Right. And sometimes they don't know to look on the website, which you can look on the
right.
website.
We should say that if you go to TellurideSkiResort.com and look under the Ski and Snowboard School, and I believe it's under multi-day camps, you can find information about Women's Week, about the ski yoga camp that
right.
Andre just talked about, a few others. So that's where you're going. I'm also going to be putting this interview up and some other information on my blog, bonjourcolorado.com.
Right.
So
yeah,
it will be there.
And right now we have the biomechanic camp headed by Dr. Kim Hewson, who is also an instructor. And the whole idea behind the camp is to ensure that people understand how the body works. It makes it easier once you understand why you have to achieve a certain stance to be able to perform efficiently on your skis. Once you understand all that, it's easier to get it done. And it was very exciting today to see, after the morning presentation by Dr. Kim Hewson, we went on snow, and after a couple runs, we did some video. And at the end of the day, people already changed their moving on the ski in such an efficient manner. It was very rewarding.
And I think it's important to say that Dr. Kim Hewson is a former orthopedic surgeon.
That's correct.
And we just have so many people within the Telluride Ski and Snowboard School that are multi-talented and have so much going on, and so many people are bringing that into not only their day-to-day activity with their clients and their ski instruction, but also creating programs like this.
Right.
When you look at Andre, and he comes from a dance yoga background and what he's at, and that's really fun. I believe there's also a camp that is involved with Helitrax.
Correct, yes.
And those dates go into March. And once again, people can find them at TellurideSkiResort.com.
Right on the website, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about Women's Week. I have taught it a few different times. I typically will have a double green class. And as an instructor, I've really enjoyed being a part of it. And I love seeing the women progress and really feel supported. And also there's a bond that's created. And then the fun is always
yes, yeah,
well worth the program.
And the supportive environment really helps in getting the woman to progress.
Oh, absolutely.
Whereas, you know, a lot of time, if the woman doesn't like to ski, the family doesn't come, go skiing. You know, they'll go to the beach. It's so much easier. So this approach really works in getting women to stick with the sport and making them stronger skier and coming back.
Coming back. And Ani, you are, I have to say, a treasure to have as a fellow instructor. And I'd like you to take the last few minutes and talk about your experience at the ski resort and also your experience being an instructor and how that's been such a big part of your life.
Well, I started skiing. I was 17.
And, oh, so you were older when you started.
Yeah, right. And started teaching shortly after that in Europe, teaching children, of course, what else a woman would do. But it was a great way to start because with children, you have to be simple and fun and find the right games to catch their interest in getting to do something a certain way. And I've been able to teach all over the world, and it's a fun way to visit the world. And, of course, in Telluride, I taught in the early years of Telluride, and then when I was running the ski school, I was doing more instructor training than teaching the public, and I just love this interaction again with the public. It's really fun.
Being out there on the slopes and turning people on to skiing, regardless of what level they're at.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you see the light goes on, whether it's on the magic carpet or it's up on spiral staircase, it's really rewarding for everybody.
And I think it's important to address that because there are so many fantastic skiers that live and visit Telluride and they think, oh, ski school, ski instruction, that's for the beginners.
Right.
And if you just say a few words about what you can get out of it, and, you know, when you give the example of Kim's biomechanics clinic and that sort of thing.
Well, when you are young, you have all the strength and energy, and you can get away with using your strength to come down the mountain. As you get older, you have to take care of your body better. Therefore, you need to be in good alignment on your skis so you can keep skiing all day, enjoy that lift ticket all day long. You can no longer use your muscles. You have to have good technique. And personally, after all these years of skiing, I still think each year I find little details that help me be able to ski still all day. And I don't know for how long, but for the moment, I can enjoy it.
And those are long days when you're out there. And on that note, we can say these people who come in and they're just skiing like crazy and wearing their sore quads as a badge of honor.
Right.
It's no badge of honor in our world. Right?
Yeah, right. And if your quads hurt, you're probably out of control. And if you're out of control, you're not safe. And if you're not safe, you endanger not only yourself, but the others.
Right.
And this mountain is really focusing on skier courtesy these days to ensure that everybody's safe and having fun in a safe way.
I have been visiting with Ani Vahai-Savat, and we have been talking about the various multi-day camps up at Telluride Ski Resort. You can find out more information, TellurideSkiResort.com. And there you will see the dates. there's a Women's Week coming up very soon, and locals are, of course, welcome, and that's January 24th through 26th. And there's a second session in February, and that is February 9th through 13th, and that's at TellurideSkiResort.com. And I will be putting this up at my blog, BonjourColorado.com. Annie, merci beaucoup.
Merci, Marie-Belle.
Et à bientôt.
À bientôt.
Bye-bye.